Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball. Beijing is rejecting criticisms outlined in President Donald Trump's national security strategy, which lists China as a strategic competitor and challenge to American values. The U.S. policy accuses China's party leaders of stealing intellectual property and expanding the reach of its state-led economic model. Speaking at a regular press briefing Tuesday, China's foreign ministry spokeswoman Hua Chunying called the report's characterization of China a futile effort to destroy reality. VOA's Peter Heinlein has more on Trump's new policy.
Donald Trump went to the Ronald Reagan building to outline a strategy that echoes the former president's theme of peace through strength by rejuvenating America's economic and military power in line with his America First theme.
Our strategy is to advance American influence in the world. But this begins with building up our wealth and power at home. America will lead again.
Trump identified Russia and China as competitors that are trying to restructure the world order in ways opposed to America's interests.
Whether we like it or not, we are engaged in a new era of competition. We accept that vigorous military, economic, and political contests are now playing out all around the world.
He placed North Korea and Iran in a category of rogue regimes and claimed his strategy for isolating and containing the Pyongyang government is bearing fruit. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, The White House.
This is VOA News. Yemen's Houthi rebels fired a missile Tuesday at Saudi Arabia's capital, saying it was aimed at Riyadh's Yamamama Palace. The Saudi-led coalition has been battling the Houthis for nearly 3 years, and the Saudi state media said no one was hurt, while the missile was intercepted by the Saudi-led coalition. United Nations spokesman Rupert Colville urged all parties to respect obligations under the international law to protect civilians. The UN says that the verified airstrikes have killed 136 civilians and non-combatants in the first half of December, and that the conflict has documented a total of nearly 6,000 civilians killed and 9,000 injured. Japan has decided to expand its ballistic missile defense system in response to the growing threat from North Korean rockets. Tokyo said it will add ground-based Aegis radar systems and interceptors to current missile defense system deployed on Japanese warships. The Chinese Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Hua Chunying said on Tuesday that all countries should consider the security concerns of other countries as well as their own. This came after North Korea on November 29th tested a new, more powerful ballistic missile that it says can hit major U.S. cities. Twitter says it is now enforcing new rules aimed at filtering out hateful and abusive content on the social network, including messages that promote or glorify violence. The popular social media site suspended the accounts of leaders of a far-right group, Britain First, which regularly posts inflammatory videos purporting to show Muslims engaged in acts of violence. U.S. President Donald Trump last month retreated three videos from one of those leaders' accounts that purported to show Muslims committing acts of violence. Twitter relies in a large part on user reports to identify problematic content. But the company says now it's developing its own tools to increase its ability to police the content. In Honduras, there are protests the day after the election tribunal ruled President Juan Orlando Hernandez won the contested November 26th election. I'm Ann Ball in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.